Former Milwaukee County Judge Lewis Butler was appointed to the court in 2004 when Justice Diane Seitz was named a federal judge. Butler says he likes his job on the court. While he's been pegged as a liberal, Butler disputes the label, saying it doesn't hold up when one looks at how a judge votes on many issues.
In fact, I kind of find it amusing that people think that, you know, I may be one way or another, I may be liberal or whatever, because if that were the case, I'd never find myself in the majority.
Some business groups are likely to oppose Butler based on his vote to hold companies responsible for lead paint poisoning in children and for overturning the cap on medical malpractice suits. Butler says it's true, judicial races have become more partisan, especially the last race in which Justice Annette Ziegler was elected. Though out of control of the candidates, he says a lot of outside money was spent on both sides trying to buy a seat on the court.
It was an ugly campaign by any accounting. That sends a message to the public, and it kind of demeans the judicial system and the judiciary in the sense that people will think that perhaps we are not immune to that, that we will respond to that type of approach, that we will cast our votes based on where the money's coming from and who's supporting us. And it removes that confidence level that the public has got to have when they come into a courtroom setting.
In the primary this February, Butler is likely to face opposition from two opponents, Burnett County Circuit Judge Michael Gableman and Sun Prairie attorney Charlie Schutz. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.